Good morning.
Good morning.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakar. Anna Bakar.
Ezrin, the Shtaim Otyot, Yesod Shalosh,
imot, the sheva kipolot, the shtaim eser prishotot, the kach, the chotzev, bahen arba haruchot, mizrach umirev, tafon, the darom, the ruach, bachol echat mechen. One translation, it starts with the number two. Air from spirit. He engraved and hewed out from it 22 letters as a foundation, three mothers, seven doubles, and 12 simple, and they are one spirit. Now this translation left out a number of words that are in the verse. So I added a translation. The number two, spirit from spirit, or winds from winds, or breaths from breaths. To engrave and carve or hew in or with her or it. 22 base or foundation letters or signs, three mothers, seven doubles, and 12 unclothed or simple. And engrave or carve and carve or hew in or with her or it, four winds, breaths or spirits, east or from, shine or glow, and west, or evening, north, or hidden, and south, or renounces, and with all spirit or wind, they are from one. Please make your own translation, because there are many choices. The idea of two is indicating Chachma, which, when the Hebrew is broken apart, the word becomes koachma. Koach means power. Ma is the question word, what? What is a power? Or the power of what? Or the power of questions? There is a list of the options below to assist you. Ruach has the following potential meaning in English. It can mean breath, it can mean wind, or it can mean spirit. Hakak has the following potential meanings in English. It can mean to engrave, or to carve, or to enact. Bechotzev has the following potential meanings in English. It can mean to hew, or quarry, or split. It can mean a rock, or a chisel. The leading vav implies connection, but also can imply a change of tense. The word ba has the following potential meanings in English. It can mean in her, in it, with her, or with it. Yesod has the following potential meanings in English. It can mean a base, a foundation, an active concealment. Otiot has the following potential meanings in English. It can mean a sign, or it can mean a letter. Prishotot has the following potential meanings in English. It can be unclothed, uncovered, revealed, or simple. Bahen has the following potential meanings in English. In them, about them, in it, with it. It can mean the thumb. It can also mean the big toe. Mizrach has the following potential meanings in English. It can mean the east, It can mean the Orient. It can mean to shine, to gleam, to glow. It can be phosphorescent. A leading mem means from, as in I am from the United States. Ume Erev has the following potential meanings in English. The leading vav, see above. Leading mem, see above. Erev can be dark or evening or late afternoon. Me'erev can be west. Tzaun has the following potential meanings in English. North, it can be hidden. It can mean to hide, conceal. It can mean to ambush or to lurk. Darom has the following potential meanings in English. It can be south. It can mean vows. It can be renounce or abstain. One final point. There are four possible directions that are mentioned, but only two of them are being connected with vows. South and north, but then there's not a connection between east and west. There's no vav in that sense. Remember that my teacher says this is a different subject from the earlier Mishnayot. Therefore, he calls it Chapter 1a. This verse, for the first time, does not include the phrase Sefirot Belima, or Eser Sefirot Belima. This is because the letters are being introduced in a more creative sense than they were in the second Mishnah. Why was it left out? We need to answer that question rather than just accept what I just said. It is important to understand the letters correctly. We communicate with words. Words are made up of letters and vowels. Vowels differentiate sound. Letters come from sound. Modern physics theory, called string theory, says everything is based on the buildup of small strings that vibrate. To my knowledge, they do not define what causes the vibration. Therefore, the theory is not yet complete, nor, in my opinion, should it be accepted as fact, although it is consistent with the verses in the Torah. God says, and there is. The superstring theory is about physical matter. This buildup of from vibrating strings to component of atom parts, and then into atoms, and then into molecules, etc. This also applies to consciousness, according to my teacher, but he uses sound creates the letters, which create the words, which are letter sequences, which cause matter to come into being, and also to modify the matter. These are two different frames of reference using the same concept and the same pattern of starting small and unique and then building into larger and larger and more complex structures. Space, time, and consciousness. Oh, I skipped the paragraph, so let me go back. Later in the Sefer Yetzirah, it introduces the three concepts of Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. My teacher explains very, very quickly in this Mishnah, and in more detail later on in the Sefer Yetzirah, that the word Olam is translated as world, means space, the three dimensions. It means a place, means location, but it also means speed, acceleration. It's discussing the three dimensions: height, width, and depth. The word year or shana is talking about time. And according to the Einstein's theory of relativity, time and space are connected. They are really four dimensions that are intertwined. And the third word of nefesh, my teacher says, means soul, which he's saying is meaning consciousness. So we have place, we have time, and we have consciousness. Space is three dimensions. Time is the fourth dimension, which has been shown by Einstein's theory to be unified with the three dimensions. And it's called today space-time, one word. And then there's consciousness. Consciousness is the other six dimensions, or perhaps more than six dimensions. In the Tree of Life, Cliff, how would you put these three? In my opinion, consciousness is the head. Emotions is the body. They're on pin. And time is yesod, the foundation. And malchut is the three, length, width, and height. There are other ways of determining that. Time can be considered chesed, because time is the distance between cause and effect, which is judgment. So time becomes mercy. Time becomes loving kindness. Also, modern physics has developed an M theory, or a membrane theory, which says everything floats on this huge membrane. And the Big Bang was caused by another membrane penetrating and spurting into our empty universe, our empty membrane. All that was, and all that will ever be. Also, through the connection of the membrane, everything is connected and capable of communicating with everything else. This is what we call consciousness or thought, but they have yet to explore it completely, meaning the sciences. Both of these discussions, the one from the science and the one from the Sefer Yetzirah, is describing mind over matter. This is the meaning of the ancient word abracadabra, which, when you break the word apart in Hebrew letters, it translates very clearly: I create what I speak. God spoke, and there was. Want to create a tool to clean the bathrooms, or a golem to protect yourself from the IRS? The formula is in this book, the Sefer Yetzirah. But only one rabbi, to the knowledge of my teacher, outlines the formula. That rabbi is the Emek HaMelech. The formula is there in his writings for all to see. Yet, if you follow those words, follow his formula, according to my teacher, it lacks the gas to power it. Yet it will be revealed in this class what is the pattern, what is the way. In this class, we will teach the formula. After learning this, will you be able to build a golem? That is up to you. Some may develop the skill and have the merit to learn how to use the tool. Others will not. What is the difference? Why do some learn this and most do not? It is related to desire, ultimately. It is related to purification of the soul, ultimately. It is related to how much you are willing to change and to grow. Come, let us learn. Please remember that the language of the Ramach, which is Rabbi Moses Cordovero, is different from the language of the Arizal, Rabbi Isaac Luria. Ruach from Ruach. Ruach Meruach. Remember, Keter used one. Ruach. In the 10 luminous emanation classes, we will learn that in order to go past the curtain of the higher Sephirot, which is not exactly active like the curtain that is in Malchut, we must return to the Keter before going lower. In other words, we must go up before we go down, or we must cleanse ourselves before we can receive more from the Creator. We need to spend a lot of time on that, but because this class tends to be short and limited to the hour, we're not going to spend the time that is really important to spend on this subject. But briefly, if you take a fruit and plant it in the ground, that fruit will not grow into a tree. But if you take the seed out of the fruit and plant that seed in the ground, that seed will grow into a new tree. Why won't it grow unless the seed is taken out of the fruit? It's because when you take the seed out of the fruit, you are actually returning it to the Keter by going through the air from the fruit to the ground. In that process of being moved through the air, somehow that becomes an elevation to the Keter, the old Keter, where it receives the new frame of reference, the new Keter. And this is how the Malkut of the old generation becomes the Keter of the new generation. Chachma comes from Keter, is the meaning of Ruach from Ruach. Is there a difference between the Ruach and the Ruach? Are they the same thing? Is Keter and Chachma the same thing? If it was, it wouldn't have two different names, two different words. So why is it called Ruach from Ruach here? And we will come to learn on the 10 Luminous Emanations that the three levels of mind, Keter, Chachma, and Bina, those three are always unified. Rabbi Ashlag refers to them as the Gimel Rishonot, the three first ones. In the human body, you have a three components of your brain, a right brain, a left brain, and a crossover brain, or the brain stem. The crossover brain and the brain stem, some people relate to dots. And in that sense, you have the four Sephirot, although Dot is not a Sephirot. The words carving and engraving, Hakak, Katsitav, I believe. This must be understood similar to Rabbi Ashlag's language of branches. If you have not heard of this concept, let me know. I'm not going to go into it unless I need to today. Carving is taking material away. Engraving, like embossing, is adding material. To make a letter Aleph in my mind, I visualize a block of light and either conceal the light, which then can form the Aleph, or I can add additional light to reveal the Aleph. Now rotate the block, or the Aleph, and what do you see? We have the Midrash that talks about the Lukot of the Esser Dibrot, the first one that Moses dropped. He didn't really drop it, but let's discuss it that way. The Luchot, the letters on the Luchot that flew away so that Moses dropped the Luchot, the stone. Those letters, when you rotated the Luchot, you saw them exactly the same. Whereas, as we rotate them in our mind, an Aleph doesn't look the same from the back. How do you do that with the shape of the samach, which is like a circle, or the hay, or the kuf, or the letter Tav? Yusod means foundation. It is what everything stands upon. It means a base, a pedestal. Now we are talking about the letters of foundation. The letters are the base upon which everything is built, because the letters represent a sound. But let's learn what that means. There are three mothers. They are the letters Aleph, Mem, and Shin. These represent the horizontal lines in the tree of life. There are three of them. There are seven doubles. Each of these doubles have two sounds. There are seven vertical lines in the tree of life glyph. These letters create the planets of the solar system. Why? Sounds are quite important in meditation. Bet and Fet, or is it B-H-E-T, Bet and Bet, Gimel and Jimel, Dalet and Dalet, Kaf and Kaf, Pe and Fe, Reish and Reish. Excuse me, I didn't do that properly. Reish and Reish, which is a rolling Reish, a guttural Reish. My teacher usually pronounces the Reish in the rolling Reish like it's said in Spanish, Reish. I am still researching, and my teacher is still researching the sound. There's a tav and a fav. It is not the sav, which is the way the Ashkenazi pronounce it. The word Shabbat ends in a tav. It's not Shabbos. Total corruption. But how strong Satan is, that so many people are inundated with this sound. In the early 1950s, the rabbis, the Ashkenazi rabbis and the Sephardi rabbis, needed to agree as to what would be the pronunciation of the letters in the modern language of Hebrew that had been resurrected. The rabbis agreed to use the Sephardic pronunciation. They did that based on the idea of the Pardes, which becomes Sephard when you transform the Samech from the last letter to the first letter. When you put the secrets first, you become Sephardic. And that is why the Sephardic Minhag became the pronunciation in the land of Israel. It's now been 60 years, and people, young people, in certain Ashkenazi communities have been taught, continued to be taught, to teach to say Shabbos and Sav when it's not correct. It was never said this way. How important is sound? Abracadabra. Can you create what you speak when you speak wrongly? Here is a major secret. which sound you use of the seven doubles depends on if you are doing ascent or descent within the tree. Understand this well. In the graphical form of the letters, when there is a dot in the middle of the letter, it's called the dagesh, you get one sound. And when you don't have the dot, you get the other sound. But that's a graphical explanation. It's not sound related. How do you know what sound to use? Twelve simple letters. Letters that have one sound. There are 12 diagonal lines within the Sephirot, within the Tree of Life. Remember what we've said. The Sephirot represent stages, consciousness levels, whereas the lines represent process, the moving from one stage to another. In modern science, the electron is said to jump from one shell, one level of energy, to another level of energy. It is said to go higher when it's more energized, and to go lower when it is less energized. Another way of that description is it's said to disappear and reappear. Because we do not see it move. We do not see the process of the line. Why not? Because it's moved to a different dimension that we don't have access to. That's not understood by science yet. The diagonals are the 12 simple letters. These letters create the signs of the zodiac. They also create the months of the year. Why? Why do we need 12? Well, we've talked about the four letters of the Tetragrammaton. On the right, the left, and the center, so 3 times 4 is 12. Why couldn't there be 13? Some say there will be 13, and that we will have 23 letters when Mashiach comes and reveals it to us. The human animal has 23 pairs of chromosomes. Not 22, which you would expect from that idea. Or maybe the 23rd represents the kolel, the adding of one representing the continuous connection to a higher level of consciousness, just as the electron can move, disappear from this dimension, and appear back from where it went. The Ramak commentary speaks of fire, air, water, and earth as the four ruchot. In our physical world, we go from solid to liquid, to gas, to a total energy state called plasma. Most of us don't know, have never heard of plasma, but there are four states of matter. There is the solid. The more energy you put into a solid, it becomes liquid, it melts, The more energy you put into liquid, it becomes gas. So you go from ice to water to steam and then to a solid energy state called plasma. What actually changes is the energy level. What actually changes is the consciousness. Movement creates heat, which changes the condition of the matter. There's more movement of the atoms in liquid than there is in ice. There's even more movement of the atoms in gas. As particles approach light speed, they translate to a different dimension, according to my teacher. In fact, he says, we have the world of Asiya, which is our world, and nothing in our world can exceed the speed of light, 186,000 miles per second. But once something does exceed the speed of light, it can no longer be physical matter, and it transforms to the world of Yetzirah, the spiritual world that we call heaven. In that level of consciousness, in that world, nothing can fall below the speed of light, or it appears in our world, but only if it's wearing clothing that we can sense. This is the teaching of my teacher. Fire, air, water, and earth is the order usually referred to in the traditional writings. It is also how the matter processes based on heat being applied to it. It's not the order we follow in the Sephirot or in the Tree of Life. We don't see fire flowing into air, flowing into water, and becoming earth. That's not the order we see things in. It's not the order of the dimensions, north and south. North is fire, but south is water, not air. East is air. West is earth. Following the text of the Ramak, Keter and Chokmah are both referred to as our unconscious mind. As we said last week, the Keter is the essence, and the unconscious is the garment that is worn by the essence. In the language of the Zohar, Keter is called Neshama de Mishpatin, or Yechida. Chokmah is called Neshama of Neshama, or Chaya. Remember, language in Kabbalah is an exact science. Do you understand why Keter is called the tip of the Yud and Chokmah is the Yud in the Tetragrammaton? What is the difference between Yechidah and Neshama de Mishpatim? What's the difference between Chaya and Neshama of Neshama? Words? In Hebrew, different words are definitely different things. If something is the same, meaning the same word, then it will not have a different word. There's no similes in Hebrew. Atzilut is called the creator. Atzilut is Chachmah, when it is fulfilled. Included in the world of Atzilut are the five Sephirotic faces, or Partsufim, named Arichanpin, Abba, Ima, Zeranpin, and Milch. According to the Arizal, this is the language that he uses. Atzilut quotes Adam Kadmon from the navel and below, a significant teaching. There are great secrets in this paragraph, and in order to manifest something on the order of the golem, you would need to know this and these levels intimately. Of course, one's ability to manifest any aspect of the idea of mind over matter depends on one's level of consciousness. And that depends on one's relationship to the Creator on the internal level, not the external or religious level. If you do not understand what is being said here, call me or email me or ask me a question in this class. Above the words Hakak and Chatziba, there is something called a Rishima, which translates as impression. The metaphor to explain the Rishima represents an ink pad and a rubber stamp and the paper. The Rishima is the ink on the rubber stamp before it stamps the paper. The tagim, or the crowns on the letters, represent the Rishima that is waiting for the stamp to hit the paper. For more information about tagim, we will have to go to the 10 luminous emanation class. Some of the letters have crowns. Some of the letters have no crowns. Some of the letters have one crown. Some of the letters have three crowns. None of the letters have two crowns, except in some Torah scroll, the large bet at the beginning of the word Bereshit, that one letter bet in some location has two crowns instead of one. When you meditate, start with the hakak, which is your mind, and then embellish it with the chativa, which is your heart, your emotions, your passion. Color your mental picture with passion, changing your picture by the colors that you use, by the emotions that you feel. The Gemara says, paraphrase, Hashem has no other place to call his home but the Arba Amot of Halakha. The four Amot, Arba Amot, south, north, east, west. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, and Yesod. This is the secret of the halakha and the flow of the halakha spoken about in earlier classes. Let us return to the words in Hebrew and attempt to understand them a little deeper. Shtayim means two. It is referring to the second sephirah, which is Chokhmah, which is the world of Atzilut. Ruach Meruach, essence from essence. This is similar to what Rabbi Ashlag teaches about phases one becoming phase two. It is the same body with a different consciousness. That is what we teach in the four phase classes. Since the consciousness changes, the vessel has changed. But does the body or the clothing change in the four phases? How can an essence come out of another essence? How can a child come from a mother and have totally different values? Can a child have a value that is not within the mother or within the father? Of course, many parents who don't like the way their children behave would see that differently and would argue with that statement. But I'll leave it for you to contemplate it. If you're searching for truth, you won't be distracted by that kind of argument. We spoke about a plasma descending to air, descending to liquid, descending to ice. Is this the proper order of the physical world? Is this the proper order of the Sephirot? Is this the proper order of Ruach, the Ruach? Is the proper order fire, which is plasma, air, which is gas, water, which is liquid, ice, which is a solid piece, solid mass? From the letters, you start with the hakika, the mind, the adding of emotions to a focused intent. This is bina. You must have kativa, the heart, adding the fire or the passions as well, the emotions. The Arba Ruchot is the four directions, north, south, east, and west. The four directions, the four emotions, the four directions. What is the direction of an emotion? The astrological information in this class. Modern Western astrology uses two circles, astrological signs and houses with the planets imposed upon them, showing their position at the time of birth or when it is you. When it is you who are looking at a progress or a Hori chart, or the other different types of Western charts. Hebrew astrology, Jewish astrology, uses the Tree of Life glyph and an outer circle. The letters on the diagonal lines only change by the birth time, and also a progressed concept as well. The outer circle is fixed for all the charts. The chart develops 32 different aspects that relate to intellect, character, personality, and physical characteristics. Therefore, a full chart has 128 aspects. This is quite time-consuming and has never been computerized. I personally have never taken the time to develop a complete chart, as there are better ways to develop your own personal aspects, dealing with the higher three levels. This better tool is called binding by striking, and while it does not work for you doing it for other people, it does work for you doing it for yourself. Meditation skills and practices. How does one use emotions in a meditation? Start visualizing a block of light. Carve the light. Engrave the light. Form a letter. Or make it a word. Now bring up an emotion. Love. Hate. Not anger. Lust. make that emotion stronger, inject color, a deeper level of color into the emotion, into the letter. What is happening to the light, to the letter? Repeat, direct the color of the letter, the light. Yes, it can be a dark color. The light of Hashem is both the light and the dark. Sense yourself in the letter. Reach out to touch the letter. Become the letter. Know what the essence is of the letter. Other words are not important. Just do it. Are there any questions this morning?
Are the seven doubles what we normally refer to as the Beged Kefet letters?
Question?
Yes. The only thing Resh is in the list, so, and Resh isn't one of the Beged Kefet letters.
What are the
Beged Kefet is just an acronym to help you remember what are the letters that have the two sounds.
Name the letters. Acronym.
Okay, let's see. Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Beged, Kuf. No, it wouldn't be Kuf. Kaf, yeah. Beged, Kefet, Fay, Pay or Fay, and Tav.
So how many letters?
Once we put 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so we need the seventh one would be the Resh then, I guess.
Now you see how strong Sutan is. You learned it, and I've heard that term before, the acronym for the seven letters. I've heard the acronyms for the 12 letters and for the three mothers. I've heard that. But very few people do that extra step and realize we have lost the sound of the Resh. We don't know what it is. We're not sure of some of the others, but we have some ideas. But in the Resh, we're really not certain of it at all. So they left it out of the chart. They left it out of the acronym. After all, the acronym was developed for the purposes of teaching to children. And how do you explain to children, there are seven letters, but we only know six? And yet, if you're teaching children truth, they'll know truth. If you give them a lie, they'll learn the lie, which is what we all have learned. And it's only when you go to the depths and really follow things through that you realize your acronym is incorrect. There's only six letters, and that's not right. Any other questions? Have a beautiful morning. Beautiful day.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Week.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.